Will you please turn again to Philippians chapter 3?
请我们一同翻开《腓立比书》第三章
，verse 10，
第十节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 10。
腓立比书三章十节。
To know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death。
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Let us pray.
请我们低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
as we gather together in the name of Thy beloved Son,
当我们在你爱子的名里面聚集的时候，
we do look to Thee to reveal Thy Son afresh in us today.
我们实在仰望你今天再一次将你的爱子新鲜地启示在我们里面。
We do praise and thank Thee because it is Thy good pleasure to reveal Thy Son.
我们实在感谢赞美你，因为你是乐意将你的儿子启示出来。
How much Thou dost desire to show us Thy Son.
你何等盼望将你的爱子启示给我们。
So Lord, we pray that Thou will grant to us this morning the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以主啊，我们今天早晨仰望你将赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
That we may know Him.
好使我们真知道他。
Do pray that Thou will again create within us a longing, a passion, a desire for Thy Son.
我们也求你今天早晨在我们里面赐下一个渴慕、饥渴、一个爱慕你的儿子。
We pray that Thou will even enlarge our capacity for Him.
我们也求你在我们里面扩大我们要得主的度量。
That we may be filled with Him.
好叫我们被他充满。
We do commit this time again into Thy hand.
我们再一次把这一段时间交在你的手中。
What man cannot do, we believe that Thou canst.
人所不能成就的，我们相信你能做成。
We pray that Thy will, Thy desire for this hour may be accomplished.
我们求你在这个时刻，你的旨意，你所愿望的能够被成全。
We give Thee all the glory.
我们将一切的荣耀归给你。
In the name of Thy beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉你爱子，我们主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for gathering us together again this morning.
我们感谢神今天早晨再一次聚集我们。
Every time God's people come together,
每一次当神的儿女们聚集在一起，
is an opportunity.
是一个机会。
It is an opportunity for us to receive from God more of His Son.
这是我们在神面前的一个机会，从他那里更多得着他的儿子。
So may our hearts really be open to Him.
所以愿我们每一颗心都向他敞开。
That we may be filled once more with Himself.
好叫我们再一次被他所充满。
In the morning we will share together on the death of our Lord Jesus.
在早晨我们一同交通我们主耶稣基督的死。
We mentioned yesterday morning that the death of our Lord is a great mystery.
昨天早晨我们交通到，我们主的死乃是一个极大的奥秘。
He who is equal with God,
他是与神同等的。
And yet, he emptied himself.
然而他反倒虚己。
He took upon himself the form of a bond slave.
他取了奴仆的形象。
And being in the fashion of a man,
成为人的样子。
He was obedient to his father, even unto death.
他向父降服，甚至于死。
The death of the cross.
而且是死在十字架上。
What love is behind this?
在这背后是何等样的爱？
We see the love of God the Father.
我们看见父神的爱。
He loved us so much, he is willing to spare his only begotten Son.
他是如此的爱我们，甚至他乐意牺牲他自己的爱子。
We see the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也看见我们主耶稣基督的爱。
Who condescends himself to such a degree.
他降卑自己到如此的地步。
That he is willing to give himself as a sacrifice for our sins.
他为着我们罪的缘故，他甘心将自己献上作为祭物。
His death is unique.
他的死是独特的。
His death is different from all other deaths.
他的死和所有其他的死是不同的。
Under the Romans, many people were crucified.
在罗马帝国的统治之下，有许多的人被钉十字架。
But they died for their own sins.
但是他们是为着他们自己的罪而死。
We remember even one of the robbers that was crucified with Christ.
我们记得有一位与基督同钉十字架的强盗。
He confessed that we deserve this for our sins.
他自己承认说他们是罪有应得的，为着他们的罪。
But this man who is sinless.
然而这一个人却是无罪的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
throughout the Christian centuries,
在基督徒的这历史历代以来，
especially in the early centuries,
特别是在早期的世代，
many believers were crucified for believing in the Lord Jesus.
许多信徒都是因着信耶稣基督而被钉十字架。
They died a martyr's death.
他们是像殉道者一样而死。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹们，
our Lord's death is not a martyr's death.
我们主的死并不是一个殉道者的死。
His death is different.
他的死是全然不同的。
His death is unique.
他的死是独特的。
There is only one death that is of this nature.
只有一个死是这样的性质的。
His death is the atoning death.
他的死乃是赎罪的死。
He died that we may live.
他死了好使我们能活着。
Usually we will remember the date of our birth.
通常我们都会记得我们的生日。
We celebrate birthdays.
我们庆祝生日。
But our Lord Jesus, he does not ask us to remember his birth.
但是我们的主耶稣，他并不要求我们来纪念他的生日。
He only asks us to remember his death.
他只要求我们来纪念他的死。
Why?
为什么呢？
His life on earth is so perfect.
他在地上的生活是那样的完全。
In a sense, his life is our condemnation.
就一面意义而言，他的生活，他的生命就定我们的罪。
As we look at him, we are ashamed of ourselves.
当我们注视他的时候，我们就为自己而感觉羞愧。
He is the only one who is worthy to see his father's face.
他是那唯一的一位配来注视他父的容颜。
We are not worthy.
我们是不配的。
So if he only come to live, only come to live.
所以若是他只为着来做人而活，
to demonstrate a perfect life that God requires.
来展示一个神所要求那完全的生活生命。
We will not be saved, but rather be condemned.
我们不可能蒙拯救，反而是要被定罪。
But thank God, He came to die.
但是感谢神，他来了是要受死。
So you remember on the last day.
所以我们记得在末了的日子。
When He had that Passover feast.With his disciples.
当他与他的门徒们一同吃逾越节的筵席。
Towards the end of the feast.
在筵席的末了。
He took up the bread.
他拿起饼来。
And blessed.
祝谢了。
And gave to his disciples.
把它分给门徒。
And said, "This is my body."
他说，这是我的身体。
Broken for you.
为你们剥开的。
Do this.In remembrance of me.
你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
And afterwards he took the cup.
饭后他拿起杯来。
He blessed the cup.
他祝福那杯。
And he said, "Drink ye all of it."
他说，你们都拿着喝。
This is the blood of the new covenant.
这是新约，我为你们立新约的血。
Do this in remembrance.Of me.
你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
It is the command of our Lord Jesus.
这乃是我们主耶稣基督的命令。
That we remember his death.
我们要来纪念他的死。
Why is his death so memorable?
为什么他的死是如此可纪念的呢？
Because his death is unique.
因为他的死乃是独特的。
His death is different from all other deaths.
他的死和所有其他的死完全不同。
Now, yesterday morning, we deal with the fact of his death.
昨天早晨我们交通到他死的事实。
This morning, we would like to go a step further.
今天早晨我们愿意往前走一步。
To see the meaning of his death.
来看他死的意义。
The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians,
使徒保罗在给哥林多教会的书信中，
he said, "I'm determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified."
他说，我定义在你们中间，除了耶稣基督并他钉十字架，我不知道别的。
The Corinthians.Were famous for their intellect.
哥林多人他们因着他们的理性智慧而出名。
And yet the Apostle Paul, when he entered into that city,
但是当使徒保罗进入哥林多城的时候，
he made a decision.
他做了一个决定。
He will know nothing among these Corinthians.
他在哥林多人中间不知道别的，
except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
除了基督并他钉十字架。
Because he knows that this is what the Corinthians need most.
因为他知道这乃是哥林多的弟兄姊妹所最需要的。
Only this can solve their problems.
唯有这个能够解决他们的问题。
Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
基督耶稣并他钉十字架。
Why is the cross
为什么是十字架呢
？Become a sign of victory and glory。
十字架成为一个得胜和荣耀的记号。
Not because of the wood，
并不是因为那个木头的架子。
It is because of the one who is crucified on that cross。
乃是因着那位被钉在那十架上的那一位。
It is the person that makes the difference。
乃是那一个人造成了不同。
We do not worship the cross。
我们并不敬拜那物质的十字架。
We worship the one who died on the cross。
我们敬拜死在十字架上的那一位。
It is he that gives meaning to the cross。
乃是他给十字架赋予意义。
Thank God that the meaning of his death is manifold。
感谢神，他的死乃是有多重意义的。
In his death, he has accomplished so much。
在他的死里面，他成就了许多的事物。
His death is all inclusive。
他的死乃是包含万有的。
And we just look to the Lord。
我们要来注视我们的主。
That he will give us understanding。
他能够赐给我们悟性。
That he will give us revelation。
他能够赐给我们启示。
That we may see the depths of the meaning of his death。
好叫我们能够看见他死的意义的深度。
Of course, we have to begin from the very beginning。
当然，我们要从最起始的来开始。
We remember in Galatians chapter 1:4。
我们记得在加拉太书第一章第四节。
He died for our sins。
他为我们的罪死了。
He died for our sins。
他为我们的罪死了。
Brothers and sisters。
弟兄姊妹们。
We will not appreciate his death。
我们不能够感激他的死，领会他的死。
Until one day we are convicted of our sins。
直到有一天我们看见我们自己的罪。
Because all have sinned。
因为众人都犯了罪。
And come short of the glory of God。
亏缺了神的荣耀。
And the wages of sin is death。
而罪的工价乃是死。
The soul that sins must die。
那犯罪的生命，那个人必须要死。
This was our condition。
这乃是我们的光景。
But unfortunately,
然而很不幸的，
most of us in the beginning did not realize where we were。
我们大部分的人在开头的时候都不知道我们的处境。
We thought so much better of ourselves than we really were。
我们常常把我们的本相呢想得更好一点，我们觉得我们很好。
Of course, very few people were saying that he is sinless。
当然，也有少数的人会承认自己是罪人。
Most people confess that they have sinned。
大部分的人都承认他们犯过罪。
But most people consider their sins are very minor。
但是大部分人都感觉自己所犯的都是小罪，无所谓的。
Will compare themselves with other people。
当自己与别人相比的时候，
thinking that we are so much better than most of other people。
总觉得自己比大多数人都更好。
I remember when I was young。
我记得还我在年轻的时候。
I was brought up in a Christian family。
我在一个基督教的家庭长大。
I was educated in mission schools。
我在宣教士所办的学校受教育。
At that time on Sunday we have to march, the whole student body had to march to the church building to attend the meeting。
在那时候，每一个主日，所有的学生都要排队进到学校的教堂的里面去聚会。
And even though I knew the gospel,
虽然我知道福音。
I believe mentally that Jesus is the Savior of the world。
从头脑上我相信主耶稣乃是世界的救主。
But I never had the thought that I need to be saved.
但是我从来没有一个意念觉得我个人需要蒙拯救。
I'm not perfect.
我虽然不完全。
But I'm better than most people.
但是我比大多数人都好。
What can a student do?
一个学生能做什么呢？
In compare with society.
与在社会上的人来比，学生能做什么呢？
We are so much purer and better.
我们比他们要更好更纯洁。
So always have the idea.
所以我一直有这样的观念。
That others need to be saved, but not me.
其他的人都需要得救，我不需要。
I know all the truth about the gospel.
我也知道福音里面所有的真理。
And mentally I accept Jesus as the Savior.
从知识头脑上我接受耶稣是救主。
But I'm too good for him.
但是我对他而言呢，太好了，不需要他。
I don't need him.
我不需要他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
this shows how much we are in darkness.
这显出我们在何等样的黑暗中。
Not until by the grace of God.
直到因着神的恩典。
When the Holy Spirit began to work upon our conscience.
当圣灵开始在我们良心里面做工。
He began to touch my conscience.
他开始摸着我的良心。
And then I suddenly realized I'm the chief of sinners.
突然之间我发现在罪人中我是罪魁。
I found that in me there is nothing good.
我发现在我里面一无良善。
From the bottom, from the top of my head to the bottom of my soul is full of sin.
从我的头顶一直到我的脚底，我里面充满了罪污。
I was at that time a teenager.
那个时候我不过是一个少年人。
But sometimes when I was alone,
但是有的时候当我独处的时候，
I will weep for my sin.
我就为着自己的罪而流泪。
I thought there was no hope.
我认为我没有希望了。
And it was only during that period.
唯有在那一段时期。
That I began to sought the Lord.
我开始寻求主。
I knew He was the Savior.
我知道，以前曾经知道他是救主。
I realized now I need Him.
如今我才领会到我需要他。
And brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
isn't that our story?
那岂不是我们每一个人的故事吗？
Thank God that He sought us.
感谢神他来寻找我们。
It is not we who sought after Him.
不是我们先寻找他。
It is He who came to seek and to save the lost.
乃是他来寻找并拯救失丧的人。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们，
that God has put all our sins upon Him.
神将我们所有的罪都压在他身上。
He bore in His body our sins.
在他的身体中他背负我们所有的罪过。
He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
他乃是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
the first meaning of His death,
主的死的第一个意义，
is by His death, He atoned our sins.
乃是借着他的死，他赎了我们的罪。
Though our sins may be as scarlet,
我们的罪可以像朱红，
they shall be washed as white as snow.
但是他要洗得洁白像雪一样。
When we trust the Lord Jesus,
当我们信靠主耶稣，
believing that He shed His blood for the remission of our sins,
我们相信他为着赎我们的罪而流血。
When we believe,
当我们如此相信，
we receive,
我们就领受，
we receive the forgiveness of our sins,
我们就领受我们罪得赦免。
God can justly forgive us.
神能够在公义中赦免我们。
Because He has already received His Son as our substitute.
因为他已经接受了他的儿子做我们的代替。
I think this is something that we all understand.
我认为这是我们每一个人都已经领会明白的一些事情。
And how thankful we should be.
我们该何等的感恩。
But unfortunately, we forgot.
然而很不幸的我们却忘记了。
We forgot what God has done for us in the death of Christ.
我们忘记了神在基督的死里面为我们完成了什么。
At the beginning,
在开始的时候，
whenever we think of the cross,
我们不论怎样看十字架，
whenever we think of the death of our Lord Jesus for us,
当我们想到我们主耶稣基督为我们的死，
whenever we think of His shed blood,
当我们想到神让他的爱子流血，
our heart will be melted,
我们的心就融化。
But how about today?
但是如今如何呢？
Every time when we come to the Lord's table,
每一次当我们来到主的桌子面前，
to remember His death,
来纪念他的死，
how do we come?
我们怎样来呢？
Do we come with a cold heart?
我们是带着冷淡的心来吗？
Just recalling something of the past.
乃是回忆过去的一些事情吗？
It is no longer a present experience.
它不再是一个现今这个时刻的经历。
Our first love has grown cold.
我们起初的爱心变得冷淡了。
Oh, how we need the Lord to restore our first love.
我们何等需要主来恢复我们起初的爱心。
That whenever His name is mentioned,
当他的名被提起的时候，
whenever His death is remembered,
当他的死被纪念的时候，
that it will once again melt our heart.
他应该再一次的融化我们的心。
That we will prostrate before His love,
让我们在他的爱面前俯伏。
And thank Him for that.
我们为此感谢他。
That is the first meaning of His death.
这乃是他死的第一个意义。
He died to save us from our sins.
他死是为救我们脱离我们的罪。
But His death is much more than that.
但是他的死比这个要多许多。
His death not only atones for our sins.
他的死不仅赎了我们的罪。
His death deliver us from the world.
他的死也从使我们从世界中被拯救出来。
The Apostle Paul says,
使徒保罗说道，
I boast of nothing else.
我
I boast of nothing else but the cross.Of Jesus Christ.
除了主耶稣基督的十字架以外，我不指责别的夸口。
By the cross, the world is dead to me.
借着十字架，世界向我是死的。
And I am dead to the world.
我向着世界也是已死的。
That is Galatians 6:14.
这是加拉太书六章十四节的话。
You remember the story of the children of Israel.
我们记得以色列百姓他们的故事。
All the people in Egypt were sentenced to death.
所有在埃及的人都已经被判了死刑。
On that night when the angel of destruction passed through the land.
在那一个晚上，当灭命的天使巡行遍地的时候，
He will enter into every house and slay the firstborn.
他要进入每一个家，击杀长子。
But thank God He made provision for the children of Israel.
但是感谢神，他为着以色列百姓做了预备。
If any family of the Israelites
在每一个以色列的家中
did not believe in God's provision,
若是他们不相信神的预备，
and will not take the lamb and slay it.
而他们不 取了羊羔将他杀了。
And put the blood of the door.
将羊羔的血涂在门楣和门框上。
Then their firstborn will also be slain.
那么他们的长子也要被击杀。
But thank God he provided the Paschal lamb.
但是感谢神，他预备了那逾越节的羊羔。
Not only that lamb must be slain.
不仅那个羊羔被杀了。
But the blood has to be put on the doors.
并且那个血必须要涂在门楣门框上。
And when the angel of destruction passed by,
当灭命的天使经过的时候，
when he saw the blood, he would pass over.
当他看见那个血，他就越过去。
Now the story was told.
这个故事告诉我们。
During that night,
在那一个晚上，
in one family of the Israelites,
在一个以色列的家中，
the firstborn was trembling.
那一个长子他恐惧战惊。
And he asked his father,
他问他的父亲，
Has the lamb been slain?
那个羔羊被杀了没有？
Has the blood been put on the door?
那血有没有涂在门上？
Because if it doesn't,
若是没有的话，
he will be slain that night.
那一天晚上他就要被击杀。
So that night,
所以那一个晚上，
the children of Israel believing in God's provision,
所有相信神预备的以色列家，
Not only had the lamb slain,
不仅那羊羔被杀了，
But the blood was on the door,
并且血在门上。
And that night there was joy in the family.
那一个晚上在那个家庭里面就充满了喜乐。
But in every family of the Egyptians,
然而在所有埃及的家中，
At midnight there was bitter crying.
到了半夜我们听见有哀哭的声音。
For the firstborn was slain.
因为所有的长子都被击杀了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is our story.
这就是我们的故事。
Christ is the Lamb of God.
基督乃是神的羔羊。
Who take away the sin of the world.
除去世人罪孽的。
But having the lamb slain is not enough.
但是光杀了羊羔还不够。
You have to put blood on the door.
我们必须要把血涂在门上。
We have to receive the blood of the Lord Jesus into our heart.
我们要将耶稣基督的血接到我们的心中。
Only then will the angel of destruction pass by.
唯有如此，那灭命的天使才能越过去。
But that is not the end.
但是那却不是结局。
The children of Israel after they slain the lamb.
以色列人当他们杀了羔羊以后，
they have to eat.The lamb,
他们还要吃羔羊的肉，
to give them strength,
好使他们有力量。
And they have to be prepared for journey,
他们必须预备好走路。
Because on that night, God will lead them out,
因为在那一个晚上，神要领他们出去。
Out of Egypt,
从埃及出去。
And the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们，
God did not lead them in the ordinary way of traveling from Egypt.
神并没有带他们那个通常从埃及到迦南地的那一条路。
God did not lead them the way of the Philistines, the land route.
神也没有领他们经过非利士地。
He led them all around through the Red Sea.
神却领他们绕路走到红海。
That after they crossed the Red Sea, they had no way to return to Egypt.
当他们过了红海，他们就再没有回埃及的后路了。
God delivered them out of Egypt.
神将他们从埃及中拯救出来。
You remember when God sent Moses to Pharaoh?
我们记得当摩西被打发去见法老的时候。
God said, "Let my people go that they may serve me."
神说，容我的百姓去，好使他们侍奉我。
Oh, Pharaoh.At first said, I do not know God.
法老说，他起先他这样说，我不认识神。
And later on, when the plagues began to come upon them,
当各样的灾祸临到埃及人以后，
then he said, okay, you can serve God, but don't leave here.
法老就说，你可以侍奉你们的神，但是你们不能离开这里。
And Moses said, no.
摩西说，不。
We have to go 3 days journey.
我们必须走三天的路程。
Totally separated from Egypt.
我们要完全的与埃及分开。
And then we will serve God.
然后我们要侍奉神。
The man, the woman, the children, the cattle, everything.
我们的男人、女人、孩童、我们的牲畜，一切。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because there can be no serving God in Egypt.
因为在埃及不可能侍奉神。
There can be no worshiping God in Egypt.
在埃及不可能敬拜神。
So the death of our Lord Jesus is so complete.
所以我们主耶稣基督的死是如此的完全。
We often think that his death only deliver us from the wages of sin, which is death.
我们常常只想到，他的死为我们付了罪的工价，就是死。
We ignore that his death separates us from the world.
我们忽略了他的死使我们与世界隔绝。
You remember on the day of Pentecost?
我们记得在五旬节那一天。
After Peter delivered that message of salvation.
当彼得讲到主的钉十字架的那一篇信息。
That they crucified the Lord.
他们钉主十字架。
But God has raised him up.
但是神却将他使他起来。
And has anointed him as Lord and Christ.
并且立他为主为基督了。
And many were pricked in their heart.
所以许多的人他们听了以后觉得扎心。
Now what should we do?
他们就问说我们该如此如何行
and Peter said repent
彼得告诉他们说你们要悔改
and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus
要奉耶稣基督的名受浸
that you may receive the promise of the Father
好使你们得着应许我们祖先的应许
and then with many words he exhorted them
并且用许多的话来劝勉他们。
Be saved from this evil generation.
要救你们脱离这邪恶的世代。
And those that believe were baptized.
那些相信的人，他们就受了浸。
And 3,000 were baptized.
约有3,000人受浸。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，Why is it that we who believe in the Lord Jesus must be baptized?
为什么我们相信了？主耶稣基督的人必须要受浸了。
Is not believing enough?
相信还不够吗
？Believe, and you shall be saved.
圣经上告诉我们说，你们相信的人就必得救。
Believe in the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, and you shall have eternal life.
你们相信主耶稣是神的儿子，我们就必得永生。
Then why is it?That after you have believed, you must be baptized.
为什么在我们相信了以后，我们还需要受浸呢
？What is the meaning of baptism?
那么受浸的意义是什么呢
？Baptism is to be saved through water from the world.
受浸乃是通过水，我们从世界中蒙拯救。
The blood.Save us from our sins.
血使我们从罪中得拯救。
No amount of water can cleanse our sins.
不论有多少的水都不能洗净我们的罪。
Then why should we be baptized?
那么我们为什么要受浸呢
？Because by baptism we act out what Christ has done for us.
因为借着受浸。我们演出一幕，我们主耶稣基督为我们所成全的。
We believe that in His death we die.
我们相信在他的死里面，我们也死了。
We die to the world.
我们向世界死了。
We are buried so far as the world is concerned.
对世界而言，我们埋葬了。
And then we come out of the water in newness of life.
然后我们从水里出来的时候，就有新生的样式。
By baptism, we declare we no longer belong to the world.
借着受浸， 我们宣告我们再不属于世界了。
You know, in many heathen countries,
我们知道在许多外邦的国家中，
You may believe in the Lord Jesus,
我们可以相信主耶稣，
But if you are not baptized,
但是若是你还没有受浸，
You will not be persecuted,
你不会受逼迫的。
But once you are baptized,
然而当我们一旦受浸了，
Then you become an outcast,
那么他们就会被赶出社会。
Why is it so?
为什么如此呢？
Because they know that if you're baptized, you're separated from the world.
因为他们知道，当你受浸的时候，你就与世界隔绝了。
You no longer belong to the world.
我们再不属于世界了。
You belong to Christ.
我们属基督了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
It is the death of our Lord Jesus.
这乃是我们主耶稣基督的死。
That separates us from the world.
它使我们与世界分别分开。
The world is a system.
这世界乃是一个系统。
A system that was organized by Satan, the adversary of God.
这乃是神的仇敌撒旦所组织成的一个系统。
He organized the whole world into a system.
他将整个世界组织成为一个系统。
He ruled over that system.
然后他来掌管这个系统。
He is called the God of this world.
他被称作这世界的王。
He is called the Prince of this world.
他也被称作这世界的王。
And he used this world to control people.
他用这个世界来控制所有的人。
To oppose God.
来抵挡神。
To oppose the purpose of God.
来反对神的目的。
That's what the world is.
这是世界所示的。
So the world wants you to belong.
所以世界要你归属它。
If you do not belong, it will hate you.
若是你我不属于它，它就恨我们。
And it will kill you.
它就要杀我们。
That is what happened to our Lord Jesus.
这就是发生在我们主耶稣身上。
The Lord came into this world.
主耶稣来到世上。
But he did not belong to this world.
然而他却不属于这世界。
He is under the heaven's rule.
他是在天的管制之下。
He is altogether different.
他是全然不同的。
Whether you are different, bad or good.
不论你不同好或者坏。
Even if you're different because you're good.
即便呢，你是很好，但是你却不同。
The world will persecute you.
那么世界也要逼迫你。
They crucify the Lord.
他们就将主钉了十字架。
But when our Lord was crucified.
但是当我们的主被钉十字架之后，
The ruler of this world.Was cast out.
这世界的王也被赶出去了。
The world crucified the Lord.
这世界将主钉了十字架。
But on the cross, the world is crucified.
但是在十字架上，这世界也被钉死了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
God has delivered us out of this world.
神将我们从这个世界中拯救出来了。
In Colossians, it is said that He has delivered us out of the power of darkness.
在哥罗西书里面讲到，神将我们从黑暗的权势中拯救出来。
And have translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
将我们迁到他爱子的光明的国度里。
So we have been transferred.
所以我们已经搬了家。
We do not belong to this world.
我们不再属于这个世界。
We are in the world, but we are not of the world.
我们虽然在世界中，却不属于这世界。
We are heavenly people living on a foreign land.
我们乃是属天的子民，生活在一个陌生的环境里。
We are strangers and sojourners.
我们是客旅。乃是寄居的。
We are passing through.
我们只不过是客旅经过这里。
We are going to the city with foundations.
我们乃是向着那有根基的城而去。
That city that God is the builder.
乃是神建造的那一座城。
That's where we are.
这是我们所是的。
That's what we are.
这也是我们每一个人所是的。
That's what the death of our Lord Jesus has accomplished for us.
这是我们主耶稣基督的死为我们所成全的。
Do we realize?
我们是否意识到
that we do not belong to this world?
我们并不属于这世界。
Do we realize?
我们是否领会
that if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us.
我们若是爱世界，爱父的心就不在我们里面。
Do we realize that to be friend of the world is enmity to God?
我们是否意识到与世界为友的，就是与神为敌的？
Is there that separation in our Christian life?
在我们基督徒的生命生活里面，有没有这个分别呢？
Our Lord has already accomplished this deliverance.
我们的主已经成全了这一个拯救。
We are a separated people.
我们乃是被分别出来的子民。
Brothers and sisters, do we appreciate that?
弟兄姊妹们，我们是否能领略、欣赏而感激呢？
Are we conformed to His death?
我们是否磨成了他的死呢？
So you find that the Lord's death has done so much more than just having our sins forgiven.
所以我们看见我们的主比使我们的罪得赦，他的死包含更多的意义。
We are a delivered people.
我们乃是一般已经被拯救的百姓。
In the world, but not of the world.
在世界中却不属这世界。
The Lord allowed us to live in this world.
主许可我们活在世上。
To be a testimony to His name.
为着他的名来做一个见证。
And that is what we are.
这乃是我们所是。
The world is a system.
这世界是一个系统。
Whether it is religious, political, economic, educational, social.
不论它是一个政治的、经济的、社会的，或者是教育的系统。
You find that it is all one giant system.
我们发现呢，它们组合起来是一个极其庞大的、巨大的系统。
And it's all under the rule of the God of this world.
而这一切都在这世界的王的管制之下。
Thank God for delivering us.
感谢神为着他拯救我们。
You remember the Apostle Paul.
我们记得使徒保罗。
He lived in a religious world.
他生在一个宗教世界里面。
Very few young people are like Paul.
像使徒保罗这样的年轻人是很少的。
Because young people usually are interested in material things.
因为年轻人都喜欢物质的事物。
The things of this world.
这世上的事物。
But not Saul, that young man.
但是那个称作扫罗的年轻人却不是这样。
He did not seek for things of this world.
他不寻求这世上的事物。
He sought for things religious.
他寻找追求宗教的事物。
He made great advancement in Judaism.
他在犹太教中是极其长进的。
That he was more advanced than his contemporaries.
他比他同岁数的年轻人更长进。
He has quite an accomplishment in Judaism.
他在犹太教中达到了相当高的成就。
Maybe his ambition is to be like his master Gamaliel.
可能他的雄心乃是要像他的老师加马略一样。
Gamaliel, that great teacher in Judaism.
加马略乃是犹太教中的一个大的教师。
That was something he boasted of.
那乃是他所夸耀的。
But how mistaken he was.
然而他却何等的错误。
What's wrong with religion?
宗教到底有什么不对呢？
Having a religion is better than religiousness.
有宗教总比没有宗教信仰更
好。But look at this young man.
但是我们看看这个年轻人。
He was the most religious person at that time.
在那个时代，他是最虔诚的一个宗教徒。
But he accepted the traditions of the fathers.
但是他只接受祖先的遗传。
He considered Jesus.Was an impostor.
他认为呢，耶稣是一个叛徒。
That Jesus should be persecuted.
那么，耶稣呢，应该受逼迫。
And should be wiped out.
应该把他除去。
This was serving God.
这个就是侍奉神。
Oh, how blind, how dark he was.
他是何等的瞎眼，在何等的黑暗中。
Until one day on the road to Damascus.
直到有一天在去大马色的路上。
The Lord met him there.
主在那里遇见了他。
The glory of the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
认识耶稣基督的那个至宝的那个荣耀。
Put an end to his ambition in the religious world.
把他在宗教世界里面所有的雄心都结束了。
He was completely delivered.
他完全的蒙了拯救。
He looked upon what his past as a loss.
他看他过去的一切都是有损的。
That he sought the Lord alone.
他单单的追求主自己。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，delivered from the religious world.
从宗教的世界中蒙拯救。
Think of another person.
我们再想另外来思想另外一个人。
You remember the story of Zacchaeus.
我们记得撒该的故事。
He was a chief tax collector.
他乃是税吏长。
And during that time, a tax collector was considered as a traitor.
在那个时代，一个税吏收税的人被认为是叛徒。
Because they collect tax for the Romans.
因为他们为罗马人收税。
And they oppress their own people.
他们就压制自己的百姓。
So the Jewish people look down upon the tax collector.
所以犹太人都轻视收税的税吏。
They consider the collectors as the prostitutes.
他们认为税吏和妓女是同类的。
And yet this one, who was so rich,
而这一个是非常有钱的税吏长。
He was in that economic world.
他在那个经济财富的世界里。
And also in the political world.
也在那政治的系统里。
And yet his heart was not satisfied.
然而他的心却从来没有满足。
He wanted to see Jesus.
他想要看耶稣。
But he was very short.
但是他却个子很矮。
When Jesus traveled, lots of people crowded around him.
当主耶稣行走的时候，是被众人所拥挤。
But he wanted to see Jesus so much.
但是他是那样的想见主。
Think of a grown-up man.
我们想一个长大的成人。
Well-known man.
是一个大家都认识的。
Even though with ill fame.
虽然他的名声并不很好。
But he was known by everybody.
但是大家都认识他。
How he climbed into a tree.
他怎样能够爬上一棵树呢？
In order that he may see Jesus.
为着要能够见一下主耶稣。
Now will you do that?
你肯不肯这样做呢？
When our Lord came under that tree.
当我们主来到那树下的时候。
The Lord looked up and said, Zacchaeus, come down.
主耶稣往上看说，撒该下来。
I want to live with you tonight.
今夜我必住在你家。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，That moved the heart of Zacchaeus.
在撒该心中的那感动。
He must tumble down from the tree.
他可能那是从树上滚下来的。
He stood before the Lord.
他就站在主面前。
He sensed the atmosphere.
他可以感觉到那个气氛。
People around.
在周围的人
are murmuring.
他们都在心里面暗示议论。
Did Jesus know who this man was?
若是耶稣知道这个人是谁
，How comes he want to go to his house?
他怎么会要去到他家呢
？We won't do that.
我们绝不会这样做。
How can this saintly man do that?
为什么这样一个神圣的人会这样做
？Will he not be defiled?
他不会被玷污吗
？Zacchaeus sensed the tense around him.
撒该在那里感觉到这样的气氛。
He told the Lord.
他向主说
，I gave away half of my property.
我愿意将我的一半啊用来周济穷人。
If I have defrauded anyone, I will pay back four times.
如果我讹诈了谁，我就还他四倍。
In other words,
换句话说
，He bankrupted himself.
他使他自己破产了。
Why?
为什么呢
？He was delivered from the economic world.
因为他被从那个财富经济的世界中拯救出来了。
The love of Christ took away the love of money.
基督的爱把那个爱钱财的心除去了。
Separated.
分开了。
This is what the death of our Lord Jesus.Has done for us.
这乃是我们主耶稣基督的死为我们所做成的。
When you think of the death of our Lord Jesus,
当我们想到我们主耶稣的死
，How can you live in this world system?
我们怎能在仍然住在这世界的系统中呢
？And not be separated.
而不被分别出来。
More than that,
不仅如此
the death of our Lord Jesus also deliver us from the law.
我们主耶稣基督的死，把我们从律法底下释放出来。
In Romans chapter 7, verse 1 to verse 6.
在罗马书第七章第一节到第六节
the Apostle Paul tells us our relationship. With the law,
使徒保罗告诉我们我们与律法的关系。
Now, even though the Gentiles were not given the Ten Commandments,
虽然外邦人神并没有赐给他们十诫。
And yet, the spirit of the Ten Commandments was inscribed upon our heart.
然而，那十条诫命的灵却刻画在我们的心中。
So whether you are Jew or Gentile, we are all under the law of God.
所以不论我们是犹太人或是外邦人，我们都在神的律法之下。
And according to the law,
照着律法
，no one can be justified.
没有一个人可以称义。
We are all under the tyranny of the law.
我们都在律法。那暴政之下
，So the Apostle Paul used an illustration.
所以使徒保罗用一个例子。
He said the law is like a husband.
他说律法好像一个丈夫。
And we are married to that husband.
我们都嫁给了这个丈夫。
Now as long as the husband lives,
只要这个丈夫仍然活着
，You are under the law.Of your husband.
我们乃是在这丈夫律法之下。
You are bound by him.
我们是被他所捆绑。
Now, if you go and join with another man,
若是你与另外一个男人联合
，you become an adulterous.
啊，我们就成为一个淫乱的人。
Now, and this husband is a hard husband.
而这一个丈夫是一个很凶悍、强暴的丈夫。
Oh, he is so legalistic.
他是一个如此律法主义的人。
He is so demanding.
他的要求很高。
He is an absolute tyrant.
他是一个绝对的像暴君一样的人。
And living under his law is unbearable.
活在他的律法底下是无法忍受的。
Where is the deliverance?
哪里能够得着释放呢
？The Apostle Paul said.
使徒保罗说。
Now when your husband died.
当那丈夫死了。
then you're free from the law.
你就脱离了那丈夫的律法。
You can be married to another person and you are okay.
虽然归于别人，也不是淫妇了。
But unfortunately,
然而很不幸的
our former husband law never dies.
我们头一个丈夫就是律法，他永远不死。
We hope he will die.
我们多盼望他能够死呢。
But he seems to live forever.
但是好像他可以永远活着。
There is no hope.
没有希望了。
What can you do?
我们能做什么呢？
Isn't that true?
那岂不是真的吗？
The law is inscribed upon our conscience.
这个律法在我们的良心里面呼喊。
Whenever we say something wrong,
它刻在我们的心上，当我们说一些错的话语。
Even a little bit wrong,
即便有一点点错。
He will not let us go.
他就不放过。
He will bother us.
他就要来搅扰我们。
We cannot sleep, we cannot eat.
我们也不能睡，也不能吃。
He's so demanding.
他是如此的要求。
He is a perfectionist.
他是一个完美主义者。
The law is holy.
因为律法乃是神圣。
The law is spiritual.
律法乃是属灵的。
But we are in the flesh.
但是我们却在肉体中。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
where is our hope?
我们的盼望在哪里呢？
We find today people are under condemnation.
今天我们看见许多的人活在定罪的底下。
Even with many believers,
甚至许多的信徒，
they live under condemnation.
他们生活在生活在定罪的里面。
They live with a guilty conscience.
他们带着一个有罪的良心生活。
And you know, if you live with a guilty conscience, it is not living.
若是我们活在一个有罪的良心底下，那不是生活。
Who can deliver us?
谁能拯救、释放我们呢？
God is so wonderful.
感谢神，神是何等的奇妙。
The law never dies.
律法永远不能废去。
But God can make you die.
但是神可以使你和我死。
But you say, if I die, then I'm finished.
但是你说，若是我死了，我就完了。
Somebody will die for you.
但是有一位为我们死。
And when he died,You die with him.
当他死的时候，你我与他同死了。
That's the reason why the Bible said.
这是为什么圣经说到。
When our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
当我们主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
It is not only he bore our sins, that is the sin we have committed upon his body.
不仅他把我们所犯的一切罪都背在他的身上。
But at the same time, you find he died as us.
并且同时我们看见他作为我们来死。
He not only died for our sins.
他不仅为我们的罪而死。
He died for us.
他为我们死。
Oh, the Bible said he died for us.
哦，圣经说到他为我舍己。
So in Romans chapter 6 verse 6,
所以罗马书第四章第六章第六节说到，
Knowing that our old man was crucified with him.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。
In the eyes of God, there are only two men.
在神的眼中只有两个人。
Throughout the human history,
在整个人类的历史中，
God only sees two men.
神只看见两个人。
The first man, Adam.
第一个人亚当。
The second man, Christ.
第二个人是基督。
All that comes out of Adam are in Adam.
所有从亚当而出的都在这个亚当里面。
Adam sinned.
亚当犯了罪。
And we all become sinners.
我们都成为罪人。
Adam, in Adam, all die.
在亚当，亚当自己都死了。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Our Lord Jesus, He came into this world.
我们主耶稣基督来到世上。
He is the second man.
他乃是那第二个人。
But also,
并且，
He is the last Adam.
他也是那末后的亚当。
He came to conclude, to terminate the Adamic race.
他来了要总结并且结束那亚当的族类。
So that he can begin with a new beginning of mankind.
所以他能够在人类中有一个新的开始，新的人类。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
being the last Adam,
作为那末后的亚当，
when he died,
当他死的时候，
the Adamic race is finished.
那亚当的族类就已经结束了。
In the eyes of God, we all have died.
在神的眼中，我们所有的人都死了。
And when he is raised from the dead,
但是当他从死里复活，
we are raised together with him.
我们与他一同复活。
We become a new race.
我们成为一个新造的族类。
A chosen race.
一个蒙拣选的族类。
A kingly priesthood.
一个有君尊的祭司。
A people for a possession.
作为神产业的子民。
That we may set forth the excellencies of God.
我们能够来彰显神荣耀的美德。
Now, oftentimes, we use an illustration.
许多时候我们用例子来说明。
Especially among the Chinese.
特别是在中国弟兄姊妹中。
Now, we Chinese consider our ancestor as the Yellow Emperor.
好，我们中国人认为我们的祖先是皇帝。
Now, one day, the Yellow Emperor had a battle with Chu Yu.
有一天呢，皇帝和蚩尤作战。
And it was a foggy day, just like this morning.
就好像今天早晨一样，他们打仗的时候呢，有雾。
Even worse than that, like in London.
可能呢，比今天早上更厉害，像伦敦的雾一样。
Now, how can you fight battle under such fog?
在这样浓雾中，我们怎能作战呢？
But fortunately, Yellow Emperor invented the compass.
但是有幸就是皇帝呢发明了指南车。
And by using this instrument, he was able to kill Chu Yu.
他用了这个仪器，所以他胜过了蚩尤，并且杀了蚩尤。
And by that, we are here.
因着那一战，所以今天我们在这里。
Now suppose during that fight,
若是我们假想在那个战争中，
Yellow Emperor didn't invent the compass.
皇帝呢没有发明指南车。
And he was killed by Chu Yu.
而他被蚩尤杀了。
Now where are we today?
那么今天我们在哪里呢？
No longer.
我们不可能在这里。
That race was terminated.
因为那一个族类已经被消灭了。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
in Christ,When he died, we all died.
在基督里，当他死的时候，我们都死了。
Our old man was crucified with him.
我们旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗？
You believe he bore your sins in his body.
你相信他在他的身上背负我们的罪过。
Why do you not believe that he took you away with him?
为什么我们不能相信当他死的时候他把你我摆在他里面一起带到死地？
That we have been identified with him in his death.
若是我们在他的死上面与他联合，
And then we are identified with him in his resurrection.
那么我们在他的复活的形状上也能与他联合。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
By the death of our Lord Jesus,
因着我们主耶稣基督的死，
We were dead to the law.
我们向着律法也死了。
that we may be alive unto a new husband.
我们能够归给一个新的丈夫而
活着。And that is our Lord Himself.
那乃是我们的主自己。
We are no longer under law.
我们不再在律法之下。
But does it mean we can be lawless?
那是不是我们就可以无法无天了呢？
No, the Bible said we are under grace.
圣经上告诉我们说，我们乃是活在恩典里面。
Remember, we are always under.
我们要记得，我们永远是在之下。
Do not think that we can be free as a bird.
不要认为呢，我们可以像飞鸟一样自由了。
And fly everywhere we want to do.
我们可以去我们要去飞去我们要去的地方。
Either you're under the law or you're under the grace.
我们要不然就是在律法之下，要不然就是在恩典之下。
Under law is such a sad life.
在恩典在律法之下是一个何等悲惨的生活。
The yoke was so heavy.
那个轭是何等的沉重。
We cannot bear it.
我们不可能背负它。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Under grace.
在恩典之下。
Under a new husband.
在一个新的丈夫。
Under Christ.
在基督之下。
Who loves us so much.
他如此的爱我们。
That he wants to give everything to us.
他要将他的一切赐给我们。
And do you think his demand is less than the law demands?
你会不会认为他的要求少过律法的要求呢？
No.
不会的。
Love demands more than the law.
在爱中的要求过于律法的要求。
But love supplies all that it demands.
但是在爱中他也同时供应他所要求的。
This is our life.
这就是我们的生活。
We are not under the law.
我们不在律法之下。
We are under grace.
我们乃是在恩典之下。
We do not live here under bondage.
我们在这里并不是在捆绑中生活。
We live here for love's sake.
我们在此生活是为着爱的缘故。
So, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
What an emancipation.
这是何等大的释放。
That you can live above even what the Lord requires.
我们甚至可以生活在一个比律法要求更高的层面上。
Because there is life, there is grace being supplied.
因为在那里有生命和恩典供应给我们。
So the Apostle Paul said,
所以使徒保罗说
I am crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
No longer live I.
如今活着的不再是我。
It is Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
And I now live in the flesh.
如今我在肉身中活着。
By the faith of the Son of God.
乃是因着神儿子的信心而活着。
Who loved me and gave himself for me.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
Oh, how he liberated us from the law.
他是如此的使我们从律法中得释放。
And in connection with that, of course.
与这个相连的。
He delivered us from our flesh.
当然，他也拯救我们脱离自己的肉体。
In Romans chapter 7.
在罗马书第七章
you find a conflict in Paul's life.
我们看见在保罗的 生命里有何等大的冲突。
He said, I have a new mind.
他说我有一个新的心思。
I know what God wants.
我知道神所要的是什么。
And so far as my inner man is concerned, I want it.
就着我里面的人来说我是喜欢神的律法的。
But I discover that in the members of one body there is another law.
但是我发现在我的身体中在我的肉体里面另外有一个律。
What I want to do, I cannot.
我所想做的事我做不到。
What I don't want to do, I do it.
我不愿意的事情我却去行。
This law of sin and of death,Still controls me.
这个罪和死的律仍然辖制着我。
Oh, wretched man that I am, who can deliver me from this body of death?
我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Thank God through Jesus Christ.
感谢神借着主耶稣基督。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
when the Lord opens our eyes,
当主开我们的眼睛，
on the one hand, He delivers us from the law.
一面来说，他拯救我们脱离了律法。
The law as our husband is outside us and oppressing.
律法作为我们的丈夫，他是在我们之外，并且压制我们。
Because the power of sin is the law.
因为罪的权势乃是律法。
He delivers from the law.
他已经拯救我们脱离了律法。
And then he delivers us from our flesh.
然后他拯救我们脱离我们的肉体。
This old flesh of ours.
我们这个老肉体。
This old man, this I.
这一个旧人，这个己。
This self life.
这一个己的生命。
Is so defiled.
它是如此的被玷污。
It is under the law of sin and of death.
它乃是在罪和死的律之下。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
They who believe in the Lord Jesus have their flesh with his passions and love crucified.
那些已经信了耶稣基督的人，他们的肉体连从肉体的邪情私欲都被钉死了。
So here you'll find we are out of this law of sin and death.
所以我们看见了，我们也脱开了这个罪和死的律。
We are now under the law of the Spirit of life.
我们现在乃是活在生命圣灵的律底下。
Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
罗马书第八章第一节。
The law of the Spirit of life has delivered us out of the law of sin and death in Christ Jesus.
因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
That we may live by the life of Christ.
好叫我们借着基督的生命而活。
No longer live I.
如今活着的不再是我。
It is Christ who lives in us.
乃是基督活在我们里面。
This is what our brother is talking about in the evening.
那乃是我们弟兄昨天晚上向我们所交通的。
Now the death of our Lord Jesus is even more than that.
那么主耶稣基督的死比这些还要更多。
Why? Because by his death,
为什么呢？因为借着他的死，
He has put the one who has the power of death away.
他把那位掌死权的也废去了。
The Bible said,
圣经告诉我，
The Lord said,
主说，
If I am lifted up,
若是我被举起来，
I will draw all men unto me.
我要吸引万人来归我。
The judgment of the world has come.
这世界已经受了审判。
And the prince of this world is cast out.
这世界的王被赶出去。
In Colossians, we are told,
在哥罗西书里面，
that all the principalities and authorities,
所有有能的有权势的，
he has taken them captive.
他把他公然的掳来，
and exhibit them openly.
把他公开的展示。
By the cross.
借着十字架。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
on the cross of our Lord Jesus,
在我们主耶稣的十字架上，
he has defeated all the evil powers.
他击败了所有邪恶的势力。
The evil powers thought that they had got rid of him.
邪恶的势力认为借着十字架除去了耶稣。
On the contrary,
反过来，
by this very token,
借着这一个记号，
by his very death,
借着他的死，
he annulled the one who has the power of death.
他除去了那个掌死权的。
And by this very token of the cross,
借着十字架的记号，
he has led all the principality of authority powers of evil forces as his captives.
他将一切执政的、掌权的都掳来了。
He has overcome.
他得胜了。
Oh, the cross is a sign of victory.
十字架乃是一个得胜的标记。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
today,
今天
we have no fear of the power of darkness.
我们再不惧怕黑暗的权势。
In the name of the mighty name of our Lord Jesus,
在我们主耶稣大能的名里面
we claim the victory.
我们能够宣告那得胜。
We overcome all the evil powers.
我们已经胜过了一切邪恶的权势。
Not by ourselves,
不是借着我们自己。
But by the name, mighty name of our Lord Jesus.
乃是我们主耶稣基督的大能的名。
This is what the death of our Lord Jesus has done for us.
这乃是我们主耶稣基督的死为我们所完成的。
Further than that,
啊，还有更多。
By his death,
借着他的死
he opened a new and living way for us to approach the throne of grace.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的路，能够来到恩典的宝座前。
That is Hebrews chapter 10.
这乃是在
verse 19 on.
希伯来书第十章从第十九节开始。
You know, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道。
In the Old Testament.
在旧约中。
In the tabernacle.
在会幕里。
And later on in the temple.
以后在圣殿里。
There is a veil, a heavy veil, that separates the holiest of all from the holy place.
在至圣所和圣所中间有一个非常重的幔子把它分开。
In the holiest of all, there is the ark.
在至圣所里有约柜。
The mercy seat.
有施恩座。
The glory of God.
有神的荣耀。
But there's a veil, that veil His presence.
但是呢，有一个幔子把他的同在和外面隔开。
In the Old Testament times,
在旧约时代
，the high priest once a year he could enter behind the veil.
大祭司一年一次可以进到幔内
，with blood and incense.
带着血和香，焚烧的香。
The smoke is to cover the ark.
那个焚烧的香来遮盖约柜。
And the blood is to atone our sins.
那血是为着来赎我们的罪。
So the high priest would go in hurriedly and hurriedly retreated.
所以我们看见大祭司快快的进去，也快快的出来。
Because in those days, the way to the holiest was not open.
因为在那个时代，进入至圣所的路是没有开通的。
No one could live in the presence of God and live.
没有一个人在神的面前可以活着的。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
You remember when our Lord Jesus was crucified?
我们记得当我们的主被钉十字架的时候。
At the time when he said it is finished.
到了时候，他宣告说成了。
Then he gave up his spirit to his father.
然后他将他的灵交付给父。
This was outside the gate of Jerusalem.
这乃是在耶路撒冷城门外所发生的事。
But when he died,
但是当他死的时候
the veil in the temple in Jerusalem was rent from top to bottom into two.
在耶路撒冷圣殿中那一个幔子从上到下列为两半。
In other words,
换言之
，In his death, the veil was rent.
在他的死里面，那个幔子裂开了。
You know the veil represents the flesh, the body of our Lord Jesus.
我们知道这个幔子乃是代表着我们主耶稣基督的肉体身体。
He is the perfect man.
他乃是那完全的人。
He is the only one who is able to live in the presence of God.
他是那独一的那一位，可以生活在神的面前。
But when he was on this earth,
但是当他在地上的时候
，he saw his father's face all the time.
他一直都注视着父的脸面。
But because he was that perfect man,
但是另外一面，因着他是一个完全的人
，he in a sense serve as a veil separate us from God.
所以就一面意义来讲，他好像那个幔子他使我们呢与神分开，而他侍奉神。
If you live on the inside side of the veil, you are in the presence of God.
如果你在幔内，我们就在神的同在中。
If you live outside of the veil,
若我们在幔子的外面
，Even if you live so close as to be able to burn incense,
即便我们非常的亲近，可以在那里烧香
，The presence of God is still being veiled.
神的同在仍然被幔子隔开了。
That road, that way was blocked.
那一条路是被阻隔的。
So you find our Lord.
所以我们看见我们的主。
On one side, he lived daily before the Father.
一面他每天活在父的面前。
On the other side, if he only live and never die, then no one can come into the presence of God.
就另一面来说，若他一直长远活在地上而不死，那么没有一个人可以到神的同在面前。
That veil cannot be rent by man.
那一个幔子，人不可以把它裂开。
It is from top to bottom, God alone can rend it.
唯有神能够使它从上到下使它裂开。
When the body of our Lord Jesus was broken on the cross,
当我们主耶稣基督的身体在十字架上裂开的时候
，the veil in the temple was rent from top to bottom.
在圣殿中的幔子就从上到下。列为两半。
A new and living way is now open for us.
现在一条又新又活的路已经为我们开通了。
We can enter into the veil.
我们可以进到幔内。
And live in the presence of the Holy God.
我们可以住在圣洁的神面前。
And this is what his death has done for us.
这是他的死为我们所做成。
Why do we linger in the outer court?
为什么我们仍然停在外院呢
？As if we know nothing but the forgiveness of our sins.
好像我们除了我们罪得赦免之外，我们都一无所知。
We only know the brazen altar.
我们只知道那个铜坛。
We appreciate Christ as the sacrifice.
我们感激基督作为我们的祭物。
But that is all.
但是那就是全部了。
Why do we not serve in the holy place?
为什么我们不进到圣所来侍奉呢
？Many believers are just believers, but they are not functioning as priests.
许多的信徒只不过是信徒，他们没有像祭司一样的进功用。
But why do we only serve and work?
但是为什么我们也有的时候只在服侍，在工作
，thinking that this is all，
我们认为这不过就是全部了。
And yet we do not live daily in the presence of God。
而我们没有每天住在神的同在里。
The way is open，
这条路已经开通了。
We should live in the very presence of God。
我们应该住在。神的同在里。
And out of that living,
从那一个生活中出来
，we come out to serve.
我们才出来服侍。
We come out to bring people to Him.
我们才出来领人归向他。
And this is what the death of our Lord Jesus has accomplished for us.
这乃是我们主耶稣基督的死为我们所完成的。
Do we appreciate?
我们是否领会并且感激呢
？Do we see what the death has done for us?
我们是不是看见了 主耶稣基督死的深度，他为我们所完成的。
And more，
还有更多。
In Colossians chapter one，
在哥罗西书第一章。
That by the blood of the cross， he reconciled all things unto his fullness。
借着他十字架上所流的血，他使万有都与自己和好了。
You know, the death of our Lord Jesus has done so much for us human beings.
我们知道，我们主耶稣基督在十字架上的死，对于我们做的人来说，成全了如此的多。
But the death of our Lord Jesus has done much more than just within human beings.
但是主耶稣基督在十字架上的死，除了在人身上所成就的，还有更多。
He reconciled the whole creation back into his fullness.
他使整个受造都能够与自己和好，归回到他的面前。
He not only with his blood cleansed the earth, he also cleansed heaven.
他不仅用血洁净了地，也洁净了天。
The whole creation today is groaning under the yoke of corruption and vanity.
今天受造之物都在叹息劳苦之中。
Waiting for the day of restoration.
等候那复兴的日子来到。
And thank God.
感谢神。
That day is coming.
那个日子已经临近了。
He will reconcile all things back to the fullness of God.
他要万有都和好，并且回到神的丰满的里面。
Everything will speak of the glory of God.
万有都要来述说神的荣耀。
And it is all because of his death.
这都是因着他的死。
What a mighty death is his death.
这是何等伟大的死。
May the Lord help us.
愿主得着我们。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的父神，
we do ask that thou will open the eyes of our heart.
我们实在求你开我们心中的眼睛，
that we may see the various accomplishments in the death of our Lord Jesus.
好叫我们能够看见我们主耶稣基督的死所成就的各方各面。
Oh, that we may know him in his death.
好叫我们能够在他的死里面认识他。
That we may have a firm foundation in our faith.
好叫我们在我们的信心中有一个稳固的根基。
That we may be able to go on with thee.
好叫我们与你能够一同往前。
In newness of life.
生命的新样式里。
We thank thee for all that thou hast done for us.
我们为着你为我们所成就的一切感谢你。
Teach us how to appreciate and to appropriate.
教导我们如何来领会、欣赏并且得着。
That these may not be just outside truth, but become inward experience.
好使这不仅是外面的真理，并且成为我们里面的经历。
We ask in the name of thy beloved Son, our Lord Jesus.
我们奉你爱子我们主耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。